Hey everyone, welcome back to Intercontinental Money. I'm Hassana, and joining me today, as always, is my awesome co-host. Hi Femi, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. This is why you're calling me awesome. Are you trying to collect money? Are you trying to make me blush?
As usual now. As usual.
I mean, I'm just thinking about it. Maybe you need to, you know, add some more. It might work.
The one and only.
It's okay. It's coming too much. It's okay. Thank you. We have to focus, because focus is important. You know, it's important to focus on your focus. I've had this to say it on Twitter.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Focus. And our focus today is intercontinental money. I like that name.
I like the way you call it too.
Money that is intercontinental. Well, as in, sorry, I'm about to speak Yoruba if you're not Nigerian. Like, it makes sense, gone. I mean, if you don't understand that, I'm sorry. I'm just saying it's nice, you know. Like, it's really good, is what I'm trying to say. And this is episode 4. I think we've done really well. And I think we need to give a special shout out to everybody who's been listening to this podcast. We've been seeing the views, the feedback. You guys are amazing, from YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, on Substack. It's been amazing. The feedback has been very, very good. Please share the podcast. Share. If you like, if there's a topic you want us to talk about as regards intercontinental money, cross-border transactions, you have questions, send it to us. We will do our best to respond. All right, Hassana, what do you have for us today?
So today's episode is going to be called How One Remit Strengthens Relationships Through Cross-Border Payments. And trust me, this one's important, because while most people think payments are just about money, the truth is they are also about trust.
In fact, I think trust has more value than money, but trust has more value than money. But some people will argue and say money has more value than trust. Well, I don't know about that, but hey, you know. One Remit builds trust. So how exactly, but before we go into how One Remit builds trust, I think we need to clarify how exactly does trust fit into cross-border transactions. Do you want to take a stab at that?
Yeah, like I said earlier, most people think it's just about sending money. And we have established the fact that it's also about building trust. And with this comes growing partnerships and showing up as a kind of business people want to work with. So let me start with the simple truth. Every successful business relationship is built on trust. And one of the biggest signs is how you handle your payments. For instance, now you've agreed on a deal, you have your delivery date and everything is lined up perfectly, then the payment is delayed. Maybe it's stuck in bank transfer or some kind fees that caught you by surprise as eating it up, or there's something lost in translation between systems. It might be that, for instance, you want to send $10,000. There are some hidden fees and all that you did not expect. And now it has shortened the money. So you're trying to figure out how to complete this money now to pay the person.
And you're surprised.
You're surprised, though.
You know, because sometimes when they say they want to surprise somebody, I've not seen anybody use bills to surprise somebody. Say, let's plan a surprise billing for the person. So they say, you know, you get surprise billing. I'm like, well, I'm asking that. And maybe that's a new thing, though. You know, when you get to the checkout or you go to like a grocery store, and you check out, it goes like a restaurant, you just see at the bottom, you see your food, you see VAT, you see all the other taxes, you see your tip, whatever, and then you now see surprise billing, you know? That would be something, wouldn't it? But yeah, you're right. Every business is built on trust. And this is why I say that trust has more value than money. Every business is built on trust, and every business grows. And by virtue of trust that they've earned over the years. And one of the ways you can tamper with that trust, really, because many people think that tampering with trust is simply just, we missed a payment, or we can't pay the full amount right now. And then, no, that's not, those things affect trust, yeah. But more than that, I think in my opinion, and again, this is my opinion, feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, go to the comment section or send us a tweet, send us a message on Instagram, wherever you're listening to this. I think delayed transactions, delayed payments cause more damage than incomplete payments. Asana, what do you think?
I totally agree with you.
You know that mindset you have when somebody says, I'm going to send you $1,000 by Friday. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Friday comes, Friday 8 a.m., Friday 10 a.m., Friday 12 noon, Friday 3 p.m., Friday 5 p.m., you can get the money. And then it's Monday. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, like, oh, I haven't seen the money. Like, oh, yeah, I'll send it now. And then Thursday, Friday pass, and then it's Monday again. And before you know what's happening, 3-4 weeks have passed. And the bank says, okay, I'll send it. Oh, there's an error. Oh, the bank had an issue. And this one, I think if you do eventually, whether or not you eventually get that money, there's not much the person can tell you that you're going to believe or trust anymore.
Definitely. I agree with you 100%. But this is now where I believe that one remit comes in. Because one remit is more than just cross-border payment platform. I know we hear about that a lot, but also a relationship builder. Because it helps businesses pay international vendors, partners, or teams quickly, transparently, and reliably. So why this is important is that every successful business relationship is built on trust, and trust is built through consistent, reliable actions. And as they say, one of the biggest signs of professionalism is how a company handles money. Late, complicated, or expensive payments can quickly lead to friction and lost opportunities.
So let's drill down a bit. Well, sometimes, you know, sometimes when we say some of these things, right, it just sounds like, oh, maybe it's just talking, or it sounds like English. For example, when we say late payments or expensive payments can lead to friction and lost opportunities, do you want to expand that a bit?
Yeah, it's basically what you said earlier on. You know how you're saying late payments is worse than incomplete payments, because that's basically the fact. If I'm expecting payment from you and you say you're going to pay on the 15th of April and 16th, 17th, 18th, I've not gotten the payment, there's going to be a problem, because now I don't trust whatever you're saying. I feel like you're about to scam me. There's just a lot of things that have gone wrong. And the most important thing there is the trust aspect.
Very correct. So where we are going with this, in case you are wondering though, where we're going with this is that we're trying to identify why trust between business partners, vendors, suppliers, clients, sometimes even, you know, employees and employers deteriorates, and how one remedy could solve, not maybe not completely, but solve that problem to a point. And one of the problems we identified was trust. And we discovered that delayed payments, like Asana said, could or generally leads to friction, it leads to loss of opportunities, leads to reduced trust coefficient, leads to, in some cases, you know, terminated contracts and relationships. However, this is what one remit does. Because there is reduced delays, in fact, actually zero delays in the transactions, there are very little fees, very little confusion, and very high reliability and communication with our vendors, right? It removes a lot of those issues that we've mentioned. More importantly to us, it builds trust, because we believe that when you trust your partners, when you trust your vendors, when your vendors trust you, when your suppliers trust you, when you trust your suppliers, it makes doing business a lot easier and faster. That's what we think. Do not joke with trust in your business. Do not joke with trust in your with your suppliers, with your vendors, with your clients, with your employees. You may not get that trust back. One remit can help you, at least in the area of ensuring that the payments get to the destinations on time and in time, and that the trust that they have in you is not broken.
I've seen it firsthand, because when you consistently pay on time and in full with clarity, it sends like a powerful message that you are serious and you are dependable and that you are ready for business. And that's
it does. If you're hearing us for the first time, this is the Money That Is Interconnected podcast powered by One Remit. Again, you can sign up on One Remit, OneRemit.co. Again, that is OneRemit.co. For the last time, OneRemit.co. You visit the website OneRemit.co and sign up, and we'll definitely reach out to you going forward on how we can, through payments, build trust between you and your suppliers.
And if this episode sparked something for you, share it with your colleagues, your partners, everybody that you think will find this valuable. And as always, keep building, keep growing, and keep showing up with trust.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Have a fantastic week ahead. Shout out to my co-host, Hassana, with a beautiful voice.
Shout out to you too, Femi, the amazing and awesome Femi.